You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys, we have an awesome episode coming. Before we get started, I want to talk about our sponsor, MeUndies.com. You've heard me talk about them before. I'm going to talk about them again because I love their product. I am wearing them right now. They're great feeling underwear that comes in cool designs and styles, and you can get some for yourself for a deal. Go to MeUndies.com/TFM and get 20% off your first order and free shipping. You save even more when you buy a pack of them. Also, MeUndies isn't just for guys. They just launched their All of Me Women's Collection, a four-piece line of undies designed specifically for the female body in all its complex, gorgeous as hell glory. Go check out MeUndies.com/TFM. Get 20% off your first purchase and free shipping. And enjoy today's episode. Hello and welcome to TFM Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday with your emails, your stories, your questions. Guys, ladies, thank you so much for listening. The response has been amazing. We have so many good emails this week. I want to get right to them. Let's get right to our guests. You can send in your emails, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. tfmpodcast@gmail.com. I say it every week, and people still Snapchat me, what's the podcast email? Here it is, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Also, a lot of people have been wondering about what I'm doing personally as far as stand-up and comedy, all this stuff. If you want to check out any of my stuff, you can go to jtraincomedy.com. That's jtraincomedy.com. I got t-shirts on there, dudes being dudes t-shirts, emoji arm t-shirts, and the chick bobbing her hair. Go to jtraincomedy.com. Go buy a t-shirt so I can eat tomorrow. Do me a favor. But I'm very excited to have our guest on today. Rich Aronovich, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome comic. You guys should all get involved with what Rich is doing. He crushes. Crush. I love watching you on stage.
I'm the best.
You're the best. And he's so humble.
I'm the most humble person.
Yeah.
On Facebook.
On Facebook.
I have an invite. Humility.net. No, I'm just kidding.
Go check out Rich. Guys, support him.
You could do this.
Funny ass
I have
comic.
T-shirts, but they're not on my website.
No?
But my website is, I just got a brand new website, and it is awesome. It
richisfunny.com.
One word. Richisfunny.com.
Rich is funny. The humble Rich Aronovich with richisfunny.com.
I'm extremely low self-esteem. I don't feel like I'm enough, and really, I'm trying to fill the hole by doing your podcast.
Listen, I'm happy to be the one to fill that hole.
Yes.
I say that to chicks, too.
Yeah, hello.
No, boom.
Hey-o.
I just think, listen.
I feel like I'm going to be so low compared to, hi, I'm Jared.
I'm just bringing the heat. I got to get people into this. It's Tuesday,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, we got to wake them up.
Wake them up.
Get out of bed. It's almost 2.
Yes. You're at your frat house. Yeah. There's a banana peel on the ground for some reason.
Don't slip on
it's
it,
Mario
huh?
Kart,
that's
know?
Comedy.
Richisfunny.com, Rich Aronovich. I got someone, Nori Davis, who funny comic, was on this podcast. He just sent me someone wrote on his wall that they bought his album from hearing him on this podcast. So that's
seriously?
Seriously. So you might sell one album.
But the thing is, I just got the new.
So you're not going to sell
it? Yeah, so I have to set it up today.
So listen.
And I'm getting cards. But if you email me, I will send you it and I will give you a good deal. I will double the price, take half off.
There you go.
Judaism discount.
There we go. There it is. Richisfunny.com. Rich Aronovich, so happy to have you here. You ready for some emails? We'll give some advice?
Dude, let's make this happen.
Let's fucking do it. Guys, you can send these emails tfmpodcast@gmail.com. tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Rich Aronovich. Go check him out. richisfunny.com. Caught jacking off. This is the type of email. I literally read this, before, prepping.
I think, can I just say?
Yeah.
Just this might be the reason I'm a comic.
You get caught jacking off, really?
Oh, yeah. Sister, 3 years older.
You have a sister 3 years older?
3 years older. Now, I was very young when I discovered, what does this do?
How old are you first time?
11, 12, something unhealthy. Like,
really?
Before puberty, I started
jerking off. I was kind of late to the masturbating party.
Oh, I was way early.
Like, I remember I was, 22, and people were, a bunch of my buddies, I was out of college, and a bunch of my buddies were talking about, video porn sites that they would go to, and I'm like, they're like, what do you go to, Jared? I'm like, I'm a still life guy.
I like Hustler magazine.
Yeah, I like pictures. Wow. I don't know what you're getting. They were like, they looked at me like I was insane. Like, and then I opened up this website and I just disappeared for a month.
Like, I will tell you, I'm old enough that I had VHS tapes.
Really?
And then once the satellite dish was in there, and if you could manually move the satellite, you could get porn feed.
You were on the roof?
No, you could do it with the remote, but like, I figured out a system of how to beat, like, because they block out the channels, but I figured out a way if you manually move it a certain, like, angle, and then all of a sudden, you'd be like,
you'd have it.
Yeah. Oh, I've been caught by my dad. I just remembered. Caught by my dad too.
So wait, you have a sister that's 3 years older. What does that have to do?
Well, she caught me.
How did that go?
What do you mean, how'd that go?
What happened?
What do you mean?
Do you have a memorable getting caught?
Oh my God,
I was so young.
Okay, so I was like probably, I was before puberty. I remember the first orgasm changed my life.
Okay.
Now, and I couldn't get back to that. Like, so basically I was like, because you only have a certain, before your body produces it, you got like one shot and that's it.
Yes.
And then it's like, you know what I mean? Like, so I was basically...
Explain that a little more.
Okay, I was peeing into a cup.
Okay.
Because I was like, where's the cum? And I didn't know what was going on.
I remember I was at camp, and there was one dude that you just, like, everyone... one guy who thought he was going to... You know, at camp, you're with, like, a bunch of guys, and everyone's just trying to figure this shit out. And it was like, I remember we were, like, 13, and someone ran out of the bunk that they were in and was like, yo, Steve just peed himself because he thought he was coming.
Right. I'm Steve.
Yeah, so you did that.
Yeah, but so my sister walked in and it was like, she just opened the door and I'm like, naked, cup, me, tear. Like, that's how that went. But she was so cool about it. She never talked about it. She never mentioned it. She, like, my
she
sister's
just treated it as
she
if
was like, hey, let's both pretend like we didn't see that.
Water under the bridge.
Yes. Water
come
in
under
the cup.
The bridge.
Water in the cup. Like, let's not.
Yeah.
So she was amazingly kind and loving to it, but it was like, it was just, I mean, it's a very traumatic experience.
It is one of those things when a family member catches you whacking off.
So whatever this guy's going through is nothing. Because what? Some girl in a sorority called him jerk?
Hold on, I'm going to read the email. Love the podcast. What's up, Jay Boner? Love it. He gives him new
J growing pains?
New Jay nicknames every time.
Okay, that's a nickname.
Love
from
the podcast.
Pains.
I listen to it every week. So do the story. I'm a junior at a large Louisiana college. I'm from New Orleans.
Keep going.
You are? Okay, perfect.
Go
we
Tigers.
Got myself in a awkward situation. I'm currently abiding by the TFM jack-off schedule. So we have a jack-off schedule for the podcast.
Morning, noon, and night.
So you go, if you don't have sex, you go hat trick on Sunday, nothing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Hat trick is three?
Yeah, three. And that's when you whack off three times in a row. That's called a hat trick.
Yeah, okay.
So then you go nothing Monday, you whack off Tuesday, Wednesday. Then you go out Thursday. You don't do it Thursday, don't do it Friday, and then back to Saturday. If you have sex, now you've gotten off again. You have
right. So you have a loaded gun, but not too loaded.
Exactly.
That's a good schedule. So I like schedule. That. The three, I'm a little skeptical on.
Well, I'm just saying.
I would go with a two.
You're a little older. You've forgotten.
No, 2 days. Yeah, you're right.
You ever have that where you go on like a long weekend on a trip, and then like you're in the car? I remember I would go to like the Jersey Shore. And it would be like me and my buddies in the car driving back to New York City. And we'd be like sitting there and we'd be hungover and drunk, like just feeling like shit from the whole weekend. And like there'd be a moment where you're like, I just can't wait to get out of this car and immediately lock myself in my bedroom and just come everywhere for the whole rest of the day.
Like, I feel like that now.
Right now.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, I can't wait till my girlfriend
just
goes
leaves.
Out of town and I can just ruin socks.
Is that what you use?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm old. Once you hit a certain age, I remember the day. Like, it used to be like, oh, I'm going to hit the ceiling. Now it's like, it's literally like a tear. Just like, oh.
It just comes out.
Yeah, like, oh,
instead of shoots
sad.
Out, it just spurts.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to give your viewers, your listeners, right?
Yeah.
And your viewers.
And your viewers. Dailymotion.com. You can watch it.
The greatest trick of all time. And I learned this because I'm a pornologist. I study porn, okay?
So
I'm watching a porn and I watched it. This has got to be like one of those 80s porn where like there's way too much hair going on.
Okay.
But this guy, what he did is he just let it fall out. When he was coming, he didn't spurt. He goes, don't touch it. And he let it fall out. I was like, what's this all about? And what you can do, listeners,
okay,
let it fall out as much as you can. If you can get
so
into
you're
that
saying
zen,
you don't want to get to like, You get to release.
And then you stop.
Yeah.
And then you just go
like you've just balanced something.
And it basically is the effect of having, for a guy, multiple orgasms.
Really?
Multiple. You're welcome, everybody. Please write me at richisfunny.com thanking me.
Thank you.
Than a DVD, better than a T-shirt. I'm telling you, you can control it.
I hope you get lots of emails that just have the title "Multiple Orgasms," and it's like your girlfriend opens up your email and is just like, "What is going on here?"
I'm just helping. I'm helping people.
So listen,
I'm making triple Sunday worth it.
Hat-trick Sundays.
Hat-trick Sunday. And now there's a trick to it too, because if you wait too long. Well, now you're unsatisfied, but you can keep going, and then that orgasm is amazing. But it changes the game. It totally will change the
game.
Tough
to make eye contact with you right now.
It's really awkward. Did you see me go right to Starbucks, lady? I looked at Starbucks.
You
like, you're
her.
Safe.
Oh, she's something that you
yeah,
can...
she's safe.
I'm currently abiding by the TFM jack-off schedule, and since I didn't get laid Saturday night, I decided to pull off a Sunday hat trick. Okay, so that's the rule. If you don't get laid, you'd go for the hat trick. Okay.
Sure.
Well, I live with three roommates, and they were all doing something, so I thought I had the apartment to myself for a little while. Okay. I decided to watch some nasty MILF porn on the big screen in the living room.
Dumb. Go ahead.
I totally agree.
Yeah, already
I got,
red flag.
I got the lube. Oh, huge
lube,
mistake.
Okay. So now you got evidence.
Yeah, and tissue at the ready. And started,
oh, jeez. There's a crime scene.
Started,
I got the gun.
Yeah,
I got the freaking bullets. I got the chalk.
Right now, he's got to do, like, if someone walks in, he's got to do, like...
Yeah,
like,
there's no
like... he's got to grab everything.
Because there's a trick you can do. You can go pants up, you put the boner in the top, cover it with the shirt. Nobody knows.
Right now, he has made himself... You know, it's like if you're gonna rob something, you gotta have everything on your person.
Right. No. He's okay, go ahead.
So I got the tube.
Rookie mistake. This is a rookie
at the ready. Started buffing my banana. I've never heard that.
Buffing
before.
My banana?
Right
okay.
when I was just about to man blast. Man blast. Well,
we're at Penthouse Forum, 1982.
Boom, the front door flies right open. I quickly turn to see one of the girls I frequently hang out with. Everything happens so fast.
Not anymore.
While listening to the screams of the girl and moaning of the hot MILF on my TV, I dove for a pillow to cover up what little dignity I had left. I haven't talked to her since the incident, and she's in a sorority where a lot of girls I know, a lot of the girls know me, and there's no doubt that they will hear about this story. After discussing this with my roommates, I found out that one of them told her where they got where the spare key is so she could come get her credit card that she left over the night before. Got any advice or am I fucked?
Okay, I got an advice.
Well, first of all, he's got to figure out, you can't whack off with all these things all over the place.
I think he's learned the lesson. You don't go to a crime scene with and tweet about it.
Yeah.
You don't go to a crime scene and put a sign that says I'm committing a crime.
Yeah. And also, but you have to be like, watch. He says he's turned towards the door when it flew open. Like, nothing looks less hot than caught jacking off face.
Oh yeah. Like that
face.
When a dog is peeing on the rug and you walk in and there's no way out of it. There's no way out of it. Now here's the only save of this.
Yeah.
Here's his opportunity to now develop a new nickname and own this.
Oh,
this is the only
it.
Thing. He's got to own it.
He's got to go right. Yeah, he's got to drive through the storm.
He's got to go 8 miles. Yeah, I'm white. Yeah, I live in a trailer park. Yeah, my mom does drugs. Yeah, I jerk off in the living room with the lube and everybody can see me. What? Yeah, because I'm hurting Hank. He's got to go like, I'm sponsored by Kleenex, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, he's got to own this
totally.
In such a way like it's like, everybody masturbates.
Yeah.
So what? I wanted a big screen. What,
yeah.
You have. And
I wanted the MILF.
Yeah.
Bush to
be
huge.
Let me give you the website.
I wanted it to be like I was walking through a MILF forest of
this
pubic
is not,
hair.
Look, this is not, first of all, just on a level of this, every guy masturbates.
Yeah.
If they didn't, there would be mass amount of crime.
And
this is why these countries that are blowing themselves up, because they need an explosion that has a schedule.
Something.
These guys, I do not masturbate. Allah, Allah!
That's what happens. That's why
they don't release the demons. Boom. So it's healthy and natural to masturbate.
Totally.
Any organization, I don't care. Any religious organization, it's a sin. They're crazy.
Here's the perspective.
Because then what happens, little boys get touched. Am I going too far?
No, you're right in the wheelhouse of where this podcast usually goes.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Anyone, what you're saying is have the right perspective on it.
Dude, you got caught doing something everybody does but doesn't talk about. So what?
The girl.
Now you have to be like, they call me, what's his name? Jack?
They, Jack, yeah, right. Sure. We'll call him Jack.
Or whatever. His name is Jack, so now he gives himself, yeah, my last name is off. What are you going to do about it?
Yes.
Yeah, come over. Maybe I won't have to masturbate
well,
next time.
I'm
assuming he's from Jersey. I'm assuming he's from Jersey.
No, he says he's the Louisiana.
Oh, he's
Louisiana
from New Orleans.
College.
Great. Great. Perfect. So he owns it.
So I think also, like, what you're saying, and I totally agree with, is saying, listen, own the perspective.
Make it positive. Make it negative.
Positive.
Make it positive.
And I think
it's the only choice here.
Especially any girl that hears the story from the girl and is like, my word, wouldn't have fucked you to begin with.
Not only that, but you want to be in the wheelhouse of women that are sexually free.
Yes.
Any girl that doesn't masturbate or is afraid of you masturbating is not someone you want to have any contact with.
You won't have fun with her anyway.
You won't have fun. What are you going to do?
This has done you.
How many times can you go see The Notebook?
Yes.
How many times can you go see Traveling Pants of the Sisterhood? Yeah, yeah.
If anything, this is vetted out. The girls that you don't want about.
Exactly. It separates the herd.
Yes.
Then the cool girls, the ones that will give you the hand job during the during Mad Men or during X-Men or whatever you're watching.
Yes.
The ones that will give you Roadhead if you're on a long trip.
Totally.
These are the girls you want in your wheelhouse. This is your time.
The other thing is this girl,
Pony Boy.
This girl definitely went and told her friends.
But she's a piece of shit.
But that's okay, because you would tell your friends. If you walked in.
Okay, she's not a. I retract that.
You
know what? If I walked in and you were jerking off,
yeah.
There would be a website, JaredJocksOff.com.
JaredIsAJacker.com. Yeah,
JaredIsAJacker. She's not a piece of shit. I take that back. But it is natural to tell everyone.
She's going to tell everyone, but here's the thing.
But she shouldn't shame the man for being a man.
But
this is what men do.
You have to control the story. It's like when someone goes through scandal and they go on the offensive. You need to go on the offensive. He needs to go to this girl as soon as possible and joke with her about it. He needs to admit to it. Because the one story you can't have her go to her friends with is, he can't even look at me anymore. He's so awkward now ever since I saw him buffing the banana.
What he's got to do, he's got to shake her hand like he's jerking off.
Yes.
He's got to.
Yeah, something funny. You got to admit to it.
Yeah, he's got to like, oh, did you sneeze? Wrong tissue.
Yes.
Like a used kind of crusty
something.
Tissue.
Something. He's got to do.
Not necessarily that, but something where.
That might be too far.
That might be a little too far. Maybe he should pull down his pants in the middle. No, that's too
but
far.
But she is not. First of all, she's not going to hook up with you because she saw that dog pee face. You're never going to be hot.
I mean, he said hanging out.
She can be your alley-oop. You know, she can be the one to tell her friend and be like, he's being so funny about it. And then the one friend that's a little free and loose is going to be like, oh, he's cool. He's a confident guy.
Really
he got caught.
Now, the problem is that his method was really sloppy. Pardon the pun.
Yes.
You don't jerk off when you know there's a spare key.
What's your method? I mean, the spare
what's
key.
What's my method?
Like, how do you set it up?
I go
if
into
you're
the airplane bathroom.
everyone has their setup. Like, you want to be, if it's not in your own room, like, if you know the time is right for it, you know, you also want to be in a position where you can toss it off. I've told this story in the podcast before. I'll tell another story. It doesn't have to do with whacking off, but one time when I was in high school, I got so drunk that I puked everywhere. So they called my friend's sister. And she was like hot, older girl in the school to come pick me up, to give me a ride. So my friend's sister gave me a ride with another girl. They're the both like hot seniors. And I'm like, you know, freshman loser who just puked at a party.
Right.
So they come pick me up and they're like, I come in the car. They bring me up to my bedroom in my house. My parents are out of town or not there for the night. They're like, okay, get ready for bed. And I slept naked. So I got totally naked in front of these two hot chicks from my high school. Okay, so then, and also I'm, 15? Like, this ain't Jared with a strong medium.
Sure.
This is pre-strong medium,
which means
I'm like, you know, a strong small.
Gotcha.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, at that point, like, oh my God, what do I do about this? And it was like, I just kind of, you know, you just like let it off. You know, you got to have that plan ready for like when you're going to, you know, afterwards. What are you going to do? And my plan was just... Sorry about that. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Never got brought up again.
Yeah, it's here. Here's the thing that I've learned after years of you know, people picking on me or whatever.
Sure.
The minute you own the story, there's no longer a story.
Yes.
The more you fight it, so he's just got to go. Yeah, I jerked off.
I think the whack off handshake.
Yeah.
Is a funny way to go.
Whack off handshake.
Whack off handshake.
That's probably the thing.
She'll be a little weirded out. It'll be uncomfortable.
Does this guy have a name?
Funny.
We can give him.
We don't
a nickname.
Give it. We don't give him a name. We stay away from names.
First
in the
name.
TFM
first
podcast.
Name only.
Yeah, I don't even know. Jack, we're going to call him.
Okay, no, so you do have a name, but you don't want to break
his identity. I don't have a name. I just
don't.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so never mind. So that it doesn't matter. Because I'm thinking, like, we could come up with a name. Like, if his name is Marty, it's Marty the Masturbator. Marty. If it's Jared the Jerkoff,
yeah.
It's Sal the Salami Slapper. You
one
know,
time
something.
One time I got caught by my.
Bart the Banana.
My roommate's parents. In college, I told this story, and it was like they came in the room. Like I forgot to lock the door, uh-huh. So my back was to the door. So like I had my back, like and but I was under the sheets, but like had like naked up top,
right?
Back to the door, and you just saw the sheets going up and down.
Sure.
And they walked in. They were like they were the parents coming to visit. So we had already met before, but then they walked in like excited to see me.
Oh,
like,
great!
So they were like, "Hey!" Like
really?
Literally, they came in the. You know when you spit on your younger brother's face. And you slurp up the spit. That's how they came in and out of the
like it was a Jolly Rancher they, yeah, spit moment.
Yeah, they literally walked in and like literally
so
bolted
you were
back out.
There was no way.
Caught, and then I just acted like nothing happened at my computer when they walked back in, and I was like, "Hey, what's going on, Mr. and Mrs.?" We never shook hands. We never even like touched. They were just so disgusted by me. If you got a whack off, if you got a getting caught masturbating story, send it in to tfmpodcast@gmail.com. tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Rich Aronovich. You can go to richisfunny.com.
One word.
Go check out all his stuff. Go check him out. He's funny. He's awesome. He's got shows all over. Bad start to college.
Okay.
I haven't had the best start to college. I had the option of going in the fall to a decent school or a much better private school in the spring. I chose the spring. I didn't get the typical freshman experience because I came with lots of credits. I was put in the upper class dorms. All these people already had their own little social circles. I really did try to be outgoing and social, but I still didn't meet a lot of people. I did finally meet some cool people, but most of them are either dropping out or transferring to another school. We did party, but freshman guys have limited options, so we always ended up at this shitty bar that I've grown to hate. I didn't have much success with the ladies, and I blew my one solid chance I had to get my dick wet. I'll admit, I was a little bit of a fuck my first semester. Honestly, who wasn't? That's how it goes, but I grew out of it. Now I just want to meet some more people and have a good time. Any advice on my college experience better? I plan on rushing in the fall. Thanks. Don't use my name or my school's name. What do you think?
Well, I went to Israel the year before I went to college and got credit. So I was in this exact predicament.
So you took the year off. I've actually advised.
Well, it's like I did this. I it was perfect for me. So I went to Israel my freshman year. There was a program for like Young Judea's year course, right?
Okay.
I'm sure, you know, a lot of Jews listen to this if it's fraternity.
We got a few.
You got a few, yeah. So I went to Young Judea. I'd got 17 credits and made up the rest of the credits during summer. It was a lot cheaper than the college I went to.
Yeah.
I won't say the name, but it rhymes with Emory.
Okay.
And so I showed up and I was, now I'm October 20th. The cutoff was October 1st.
Mm.
So I was already a year older anyway. Not that I failed. I was just like, I was always like the first person to have the birthday.
You always had
class.
You had the license first,
yes,
21
first. I was
first.
The first guy. There was like one other person older than me. So I was already, now I'm 2 years older than people and it was really hard to relate. My suggestion is you find your niche, which is, for me, it was theater because I knew I was going to be a comedian.
Cool.
So I went, boom. He's going to be in a fraternity. All these problems will be solved.
Yeah.
The minute he gets in the fraternity, he'll have his band of brothers. He'll have his running mates. They'll have all these social events.
There will no longer
be the awkward bar.
I also think he has to change his view on things. His whole email was shrouded in negativity.
Sure.
All he said was, you know, this excuse, got here late, made friends, I'm a fuck up, I missed my one chance. You got to change the narrative.
Sure.
Okay.
Because the story has got to change.
It's got to change because now, when you meet people, you're probably saying the same thing to them.
You're putting off I'm desperate energy, which will never get you.
Yeah, you can push too hard.
Exactly. You should put out. I am experienced. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm a few clicks ahead of.
He's
the game.
Already. Yeah. Because when he said everyone's already has their social circles made, that means you're already saying that ahead of going to meet, so be sociable. So you got to, I remember when I went to Penn State, I came from out of state. Penn State being a public school, state school, you get a lot of people that come from their hometowns and already have their friends made even before they get to college.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, I remember thinking that a lot and being like, well, whatever. Fuck it. That sucks. That's your situation. You got to live in the reality that has been created for you. So you're totally right. You got to go to your niche, go to the fraternities, go rush, go meet all these people. But don't come in there being like, hey, I'm really cool, but I just didn't get here on time.
Yeah, not cocky.
Yeah. You
know, the things not to do. Don't be cocky. Don't be like, I'm better than you. Don't masturbate and get caught in front of these people. Like, it's really weird. Be like,
I think it's a, but you can, people make the mistake of showing up with this backstory that no one gives a fuck about.
Correct.
You know, like, oh, I got here late. That's why, you know, explaining for themselves before it has to be explained. You ever, like, you, because you're self-conscious. When you're self-conscious about something, you feel the need. Oh. You're like, what if I just put it out there and now everything will be better? But it's not better. You just sound like you're really trying to, you know, force something that's not there.
Last night at the comedy club, the waiter comes in and he's like, you know what I find about comedians? I mean, it's just like professional actors. That, and it didn't matter what he said. I knew. I go, oh, and he left. And I go, oh, he wanted us to know he's a professional actor.
Yes. This happened. I just did shows in Boston. Thank you for anyone who came out. There was a couple podcast listeners that came out. One guy at the show that listens to the podcast came out to me and was like, dude, I need some advice. He like wanted advice live. Like
during your act?
This is afterwards when we took a picture together. And he, so I was doing a show and same thing happened. The girl, there was this bachelorette party. And they're all like, woo, having a great time. But they were loud. So you had to like incorporate them and try and do the show off of them, which
were they,
all
were
comedians
they in the back
hate.
At least?
No, they were right next to
the
stage.
That's
the
comedy club being stupid.
It was stupid.
They're just, why do they do that?
So they were all getting loud, but they were fun. And I was making fun of them. And at one point, I was like, what do you do? And she was like, we own three. She had this Boston accent that was like, I was like, where are you from? She's like, Norton. And I was like, ugh, I will never get a boner again. Like, it's just hearing that Boston, Norton and Taunton, you know? And she was like, we own 30 properties outside of the Taunton area. And I was like, no one cares about how, you know, right away, she wanted to let everyone know that she's higher class than she sounds.
Right.
And you were like, and I said to her, I go, you don't have to give us a resume that no one here gives a fuck about. And everyone laughed because we all knew that person.
Right.
You know, here's my deal before you can figure out the deal on your own. It's always someone that just looks like they have no confidence.
I hate the resume guys.
Hate the resume.
And LA is littered with them.
Yeah.
Like, I literally one time said to this guy, we had the same agent at the time.
Yeah.
And he's just like, and I'm like, and I was being extremely nice.
Totally.
Going like, hey, man, you want to go on the show? I'll get you on. And he's like, nah, I don't. I'm like, you don't need. He's like, yeah, you know, I just started doing this resume, that MTV, and I go, you know, I don't believe you.
Yeah. Now, that's the thing. You don't believe it. Like, if this guy goes to the fraternity next year and he's like, yeah, I got here late, so that's why I don't have any friends. Everyone just thinks you're a loser.
Right. Right.
You know, here's what happened.
Like, you pick up on when somebody like, you know, when like someone, I'll give it a bad example, knows how to fight, they don't talk.
Yeah.
Right. When it's not like I saw this guy going nuts at a pizza place. He kept opening the door and he's like, I'll fucking kill your mother. Yeah. And then I'll get you. She'll have a baby and I'll kill the baby. And he's just going crazy. Right. And I looked at the bouncer and he goes, yeah, little dogs bark loud, don't they? And he's like, yeah, because a guy that knows how to fight. Yeah. Like, I don't know if you remember. Were you around when Mikey D? Do you remember Mike D'Estefano?
I met him a couple times.
So I was close with him, and his brother is a real, like, these guys are not. They don't. It's like, there was an incident at a club.
But
and
for those of you who don't know, Mike,
he died.
He's
great guy.
He passed away. Really funny comic. You can go find his clips on YouTube.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
So funny.
And his brother, and he's like really tough guy from the Bronx, and he, you know, reformed his life. But his brother's still like a tough guy.
Yeah.
And these guys, and I remember watching his brother go, and these guys were they were like military guys, and they were mouthing off, and he's like, I'm gonna stab you. And they're talking, and Mikey lost it for a second.
Mm.
He didn't say anything. He picked the guy up by his throat.
Yeah.
He cocked back, realized this isn't me anymore, put him down and let him go. And he goes, guys, you gotta get out of here. Like real quiet.
Yeah.
And then the guys like kept mouthing off. And then his brother came out, and his brother goes, hey, Mikey, which one is it? And I could see.
Oh, no.
And
like Mike went, rage. You see the fire in the eye.
No, no. It was like the calmest thing where you're like, I'm a sniper.
Yeah.
He's in my sights. Just tell me which one. The guy's going to.
It's game over.
It's one hit, you're done.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I've seen that where you're like, a guy's talking, there's one hit, done.
Yeah.
So when you're confident, when you're confident, you don't need to tell everyone you're the great. The guy that's got the biggest penis doesn't tell you he's got the biggest penis.
Yes.
The guy that gets laid all the time doesn't need to brag about all the chicks because he just knows it and you can pick up on that energy. What?
Why are you talking about me?
Right.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Rich Aronovich. Go to richisfunny.com. Richisfunny.com.
One
check
word.
Out all his stuff. So funny. This is a good email. Banging best friends. What's up, J-Train? Huge fan of the podcast. Always tell my bros. I'll get into it. I banged a 785. So we have a rating system here on the podcast.
Sure.
Girls or guys can use it. This isn't for men only.
Uh-huh.
785 is 7 face, body, personality. It's an area code method.
Got it. That's
785.
Great. So
what, 7 face.
7 face.
8 body.
8 body.
5 personality.
Wah, wah, wah. Yeah. Okay.
Had a great time. About a month later, I met a girl and brought her back to the house to indulge in sexual activity. I found out they were best friends and both knew that what they have in common. Puts in parentheses, me. I want to start banging the first one again. How should I approach this? So he's had sex with two girls. They happen to be best friends, but he wants to go back to the first girl. How does he make this happen?
Well, this is a tough one.
Tough. Because
now the first one knows.
They both know at this point. They both know. That's a good thing.
I mean, it's at least it's there's no the what's interesting, I've had this situation. I seem to have been through all of these situations.
Listen, you know,
I had a girl that I banged on this girl's couch. Now I banged this girl, this let's say girl A, Harlem girl, her couch, her friend and I banged her on the couch, right? Then months later, I banged the girl in her bedroom. But she never knew that I banged her friend on her couch till much later after we became girlfriend
so
boyfriend.
So that's a bad
situation.
How did you handle that? Because that's actually a harder situation.
I assume they knew. I'm like, how did you not tell her?
So you had sex with one on the couch, and then time goes by. You have sex with the owner of the establishment.
Not the owner, the renter.
The renter, but the person who actually lives there.
Uh-huh.
And then you end up becoming girlfriend boyfriend.
Yep.
While knowing full well that you had banged her friend, but she did not know. Correct. How did you get it out there?
I didn't.
You just let it come up between them?
It just came out of my mouth, and I had just assumed she knew.
Oh,
and then
no.
It was, oh, you didn't know? And this is after we'd been together for months.
Oh, my God.
It was gnarly. And then one of the
things— Did you break up because of that?
No, we broke up for different reasons, but that didn't help.
That was like a...
That didn't help.
That was a big problem in the relationship.
It wasn't a big problem because she was cool.
Yeah.
She's like, I thought... How do I not... You guys are best friends. How do I assume you knew?
Yeah.
I assumed
you knew. I think for him...
let's get back to this.
But the best way to go about it is he's got to go...
He wants to go 785.
He wants a 785.
Obviously, the other girl is... 674.
There's something up. Yeah. There's something.
There's some.
You can just assume that it's not those numbers.
There's no way that she's.
Maybe it's a 999. We don't know, but maybe it's probably.
If it's a 999, he's not going back to the original. He went to Wendy's.
Yes.
Then he went to Arby's.
Yes.
He's not going back to Wendy's if Wendy's is better than Arby's.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, I put these in fast food because he wasn't like 9-9.
It wasn't. It wasn't 7, 5 guys.
5.
So, I just think he's got to. What you do in this situation? I've never really been in this situation. The way you got to confront it is to go. You have to start texting with the first girl again. You have to start texting with her. Like, be flirty. Send out that vibe that you are actively pursuing her,
mm-hmm.
And she will say to you at some point. At some point, if she cares and she wants to go with you, she'll say, well, what about my friend? She'll bring that up. You know, so, and it's going to be one of two
things.
What's
the answer?
Well, it's going to be one of two things. The friend will either, that means the friend either likes you or that she likes you. If you keep pursuing, she'll push you off because she'll be like, my friend is kind of into you. I'm not going to do this. Mm-hmm. That's your problem. If she'll give you the vibe though, is what I'm saying. You have mm-hmm. to go back, but you cannot keep texting with the first girl because you don't want to get with her. She will report. They will talk about it.
Right.
So you have to shut down communication with the one you don't want to go with and amp up the communication with the one you do want to go with. So they'll talk to each other. They'll let each other know, listen, he's coming after me. It may become a fight between them, which is not your problem. That's just their relationship as friends.
Mm-hmm.
And all you can do is be kind of naive to the fact that this would be an issue for them.
It's, well, like if you there's play, a couple of risks here.
If you
there's
play,
a couple of risks I don't like.
Go for it.
One, you're risking losing sex altogether. For me, sex is better than no sex.
Okay.
So if you have a consistent, and I don't know the area code on the second one.
Yes.
But if
we're assuming it's worse.
We're assuming it's worse, but how much worse, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, look, you don't want to risk.
But he writes 785 and had a great time.
So why did that stop? That's my question.
I think the five is being played. I think he's playing down the personality. I think he actually likes the first
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that thing,
he's protecting his ego by going, yeah, she's a fine personality.
Exactly. There's the machismo in that. So I think if you send, if you amp up the text with that one, you just, you're setting off the, here's where I stand, ladies.
Right. You let them know, and you know, you need to, and also, what is the time frame? That's a big key, because yeah. you can't go 3 days ago, I banged your friend, and now I'm a... Now,
and I came, and I was like, oh, this isn't the one I wanted.
Right, because then you're going to get labeled as the POS.
Yeah, yeah, with the POS.
Piece of shit.
Piece of shit. Right. Yeah,
you
yeah,
don't
yeah.
want to be a POS yeah. in this situation. You're welcome. Use that.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. You now have a use... Yeah. You, no, I think avoid, if he... Because then, like they said, like Jack Off Jerry... Whoever that guy is, yeah, he's going to be Jack Off Jerry, but that's not, that's much better than
piece of shit.
Yeah, you don't want to be POS.
I think it's really good that he knows that they both know. Like, I think it's good that it is out there that they both know.
Now, if he wants to go to the bonus program, and I'm just throwing this out there.
I know where you're going with this.
You know where I'm going yeah. with this, right? Can we parlay this into a threesome?
That's
the bonus Super Bowl. Risking two to lose none? I don't know. If you can get the story, it will live with you forever.
That will be Sunday. That's why I think when he says that they know about it. So if it's an open conversation, the only way to play this off is with humor. Like, in my mind, the only way to play this off is like, I've been ranking you two.
Right.
You
so
know? Like, I
right,
don't
right.
know.
And add three numbers. Add three numbers, because if you're no, add two numbers. Sorry.
What do you mean?
I've been ranking you two. So look, you're so if she's a seven, you're a 9, 10, yeah. and a seven.
Listen, your cuddling was better. I'm trying, like,
right.
That's make it non-sexual. Sexual is the way to play it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you go like, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out who's the better cuddler.
Yeah, who's spooning better?
Yeah, and you make it about that.
Right.
And
right.
now it's this fun joke, but you're right, just right. doing it towards. The girl you want,
right? Like,
because
right.
then that's you when you're amping up the text with her, and if it's out there and it's a known thing, now you're talking about who's the better spooner,
yeah.
And you're having that jokey talk with her, so that means you're both cool with the fact that this other girl happened. So now she's still in play a little bit.
I think you. This is the only. The more I talk about it, the more I parlay this into. You've got to make this the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? You go for the onside kick at the halftime.
Yeah.
You cannot try to go one or the other, because basically both girls are either out of play or you now have the greatest college story of all time.
Yeah, and it's also like, listen, they're best friends. It's college.
Yeah, we're supposed to, we're young. We're never, when are we going to get this chance again?
I love when you do these.
I've always wanted to bang and eat pussy at the same time. I just never know physically. Now we can do it.
And just make sure you do that voice for the whole explanation.
Right.
Like, listen. We're in college. That makes
I
it all
two
better.
Hands. Yeah. 10 fingers.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Rich Aronovich. Go check him out. RichIsFunny.com. RichIsFunny.com. Let's do
one
a
word.
Couple of plugs.
One
Let's
word.
Just get it out there. We're gonna talk about we're gonna talk about MeUndies, right?
Yeah, we should have talked about it before we started. It's fine. We'll just cut it in. But if we were gonna do it, we'd put it right here.
So sorry to interrupt. JTrain here. Just want to talk quickly about our sponsor, MeUndies.com. MeUndies.com/TFM. You go to that site, you get 20% off your first purchase and free shipping. That's an amazing deal. They support this podcast, so you guys should go check them out and support them. I'm wearing the underwear right now. Super comfortable, cool styles. Always gets a little bit of, you know, a little notice when the pants come off. Ladies like, oh, what's that? I'm like, oh, those are MeUndies. Check out the promo code TFM. You know, always be closing, ABC. Listen, and if you're a lady listening right now, it's not just for guys. They just launched their All of Me Women's Collection, a four-piece line of undies designed specifically for the female body in all of its complex, gorgeous-as-hell glory. Guys, go to MeUndies.com/TFM. Use that website. Get that deal. That's for you because you're a listener. We love you. Love us back. MeUndies.com/TFM, 20% off and free shipping. And now we're back to the episode. There are a couple of things here, guys. You listen to the podcast. I love that you guys listen. It's so cool. It's cool that I'm getting emails every week. It sounds like you guys are getting into this. I love it. Guys, you can go to iTunes and rate us. Give us a nice rating. Help us out. That's really good. Also, we tape at Stand Up New York Labs. That is right above Stand Up New York Comedy Club. You can go to standupny.com. Summertime is coming. You might be taking a trip to New York. I do some shows here. Would love to have you out. We're going to get Rich involved here, hopefully. We can get him at the
this
club.
Used to be my, this was my favorite club. Then I moved to L.A., and then a change of the guards.
And that's what
And then I've been trying to get back in. But I think I'm very confident that I will get back
in. I think so, too. And you kill, and Rich is awesome. What did you like so much about this club as like a place to come to?
First of all, it's the intimacy, and it's my people.
Yes.
And they're smart. They're savvy. They come in, like, you look, you walk in and you go, like, this has got the energy of a comedy club.
Yeah, it feels like people are there
intimate,
to see something.
It's there. Now, like, I even like the change of the room. It's even a little nicer. It used to be very metallic. Now it's very living room.
It looked very 80s before. I had to see
it. It was very 80s, but now it's living roomy.
Yes, it is.
It's like, come to my living room.
So you can go to standupny.com, use the promo code TFM, and you can get free tickets to any show here at the club.
Seriously?
That's called a deal. Yeah. So you go to the website, TFM is the promo code, standupny.com. There you go. You can come to a show.
I'll come watch myself for free.
Yeah, there you go. Stand up. You can also go to standupnylabs.com. They have another website where you can check out all the podcasts that they produce here. Also, I'm going to give some shout outs. Are you on Snapchat?
No.
I'm on Snapchat.
To me, Snapchat's like having Alzheimer's when you're young.
Why?
Because it's like a picture or a text, it just disappears. Like, what was I talking about?
Yeah,
Snapchat. Snapchat. I have Alzheimer's.
It's great. I love it. You can go find me, JTrain56 on Snapchat. People ask for shout outs, so I'm going to give a few shout outs. If you want a shout out, email them in. Hey, Jared, as a 33-year-old gay guy, I'm probably not your average listener, although I love the podcast. I'd love a Snapchat shout out. My Snapchat name is The Gay Gasp. That's so funny.
Can I tell you, I'm like
that's a screen. I love this guy. The Gay Gasp. Unlike annoying girls, gay guys love dick pics, so send them my way. Any and all welcome, and chubby isn't a problem. And then he writes, PS, ass pics are also welcome.
Good for
this guy's great. Also, sup, Jared? I'm writing this email after a sexual performance so underwhelming that she's currently masturbating right next to me to make up for the lack of enjoyment. Anyhow, it'd be really cool if you could toss me a shout-out. Twitter, cbridgers21. Snapchat, chris_bridgers. Thanks. Love the Bert Kreischer. Love the podcast. Bert Kreischer had me dead. Love it, man.
Can I just say something to this guy?
Yeah, sure.
If she's masturbating to you, get in there.
Help her out.
Yeah. Two fingers, suck on that clit. Make it happen,
make
buddy.
It happen.
You're in the game.
Yeah.
This is your game, your world.
It's your cum.
It's your cum.
My friend's a huge douche, as you can see from his Snapchat name, OnlySnapNudes55. Please send him your shits and tits. Thanks, Jay. Love the podcast. Keep up the good work. P.S. Fun fact, lost my virginity to my boss's wife in 12th grade. Whoa.
Creepy.
Here's another one. What's up, Jay shits on dicks when he sees tits, train 56. That was a little bit out there. Got my douche friend here who was a listener and actually got me started on this amazing shit show podcast. He has since stopped listening and definitely needs some massive shitloads to set him back on track. Why is he stopping? Get him back involved. His Snapchat is TyGuy916, TYGuy916. Yeah, that's right, 916. He doesn't think too highly of his body. That's funny. Thanks, Jay. Keep it going or else. And then another two more shout outs. I'm the guy who asked about what bars to go to in NYC to watch the Mayweather fight. Forgot to email you. Snapchat is Crunk Crocodile.
Wait, there was a fight?
There's the dance.
Yeah, there was a dance.
Snapchat is Crunk Crocodile. Kindly request loads of tits, which makes me the first person so far to actually use my manners. Also, Twitter is RealUA, really only relevant if you go to Arizona, which I know a lot of listeners do. Shalom, don't use my real name. Hey, J-Train, trying to spread the word about the podcast down here in Miami. So hook it up with a fucking Snapchat shout-out, Fish7591. That's Fish7591, the sneaky Cuban. Guys, thank you so much for writing in. If you want a shout-out, email tfmpodcast@gmail.com, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. I'll shout you out. Also, I am on Snapchat, JTrain56. I'm also JTrain56 on Twitter. And you can find me on Instagram at Jared Freed. And columns every Thursday. I had a column go out last week about the Patriots and how we hate men in this society. So you guys can go check that out. I liked the column.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is the 56 for Lawrence Taylor?
No, it's for J Train. That was my high school football number.
Didn't know. Why did you pick 56?
Because I wanted 55 and someone else had it. So I was like, just give me the next one. That's honestly how it happened.
That's a reasonable answer.
It was pretty reasonable.
I used to memorize phone numbers based on football players.
Really?
Yeah. So interesting. Yeah. So if someone gave me their phone, this was before, I mean, I'm not going to give away my age, but let's just say this was before, like, you didn't need a memory.
Yeah, now.
I can't remember anything. I'm like, can you put it in a memo? I don't know. But before, like, a girl would give you your number.
And you'd have to remember it, right?
You would have to remember it. So the area code usually was easy.
The little black book was always like a funny thing that existed.
Jerry Maguire, they burned the little black book.
Yeah, they burned it in the movie.
I just saw the movie. I was like, oh, they burned the black book.
Does someone watch that movie now and just be like, what are they doing?
The black book.
Did you have one?
Yeah, but I was too disorganized. I had like...
You just had something in your pocket
like
that you can
notes,
write on.
Like comedy notes in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I had... But now it's like, now I have to put notes. This is how bad my memory is. Like, both this before, now I'm very happily in a relationship. So, and it's amazing because girls are... It's like Chris Rock has a joke about, like, as soon as you get a relationship... all these hot girls will be like, hey, we're having a dick sucking contest. Yeah. And we'd like you to judge. Like,
I think that's more in your head than it is the girl.
No, it's very, I'm old.
Like, I think there's this thing called girlfriend confidence.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, definitely there's girlfriend non-desperate. Last night, I mean, and it's also like the,
when you have a girlfriend, your confidence is so high because you're not out there trying for anything, which even makes you look hotter to girls,
so
you're more approachable.
Have you talked to your listeners the signals that you are in? Because I was completely clueless that girls were hitting on me or wanted me, and there's certain signals. And I think I'm going to take a moment to talk about that.
Go for it.
Hair touching, big one.
Hair touching is the biggest.
It's the biggest sign that's going, I'm worried about the way I look and I want cock. Like, it's very, very clear.
Yeah, when a girl touches her hair, you know that she is down.
That's one. Physical touching, any kind of, oh, you're so funny.
Yeah. Touching the shoulder, touching the elbow, any physical contact has been initiated. Those are all big signs.
That's all a big sign. Yes. Here's a negative sign. Oh, let me hug you goodbye. If she taps on your back,
yeah,
and it's literally, you could actually hear, we're not fucking. We're not fucking.
She's got the
give
drum
me that
beat.
Tap. Yeah,
she's
we're
doing
not.
If it's that old Native American drum beat.
Yes, it's not a surefire.
We're not fucking tonight. We're not fucking tonight.
They actually can, there's like an SOS kind of message. Thing,
yeah,
like
they're sending
panic.
Out this. It's like when they did the smoke signals. They're like poof, poof.
Yeah, yeah.
Poof, poof.
Yeah. There's like a almost like a rhythm to it. Like, you can hear it, like,
you can hear them tapping down your penis. Easy there, big fella.
It's basically like tapping out. You're like, all right, I'm good. Let me go. However,
the dick whisperer.
If you get a rub, you're in.
Rub on the
a
back.
A little rub, or it's like, if you just, like, if there's an energy that you feel.
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing.
And the thing is, like, people always ask, like, what's the line you give at a bar? There's no line. There's no line. I have a girlfriend. I have a girlfriend right now. I'm very happy.
You're very happy. She's from Boston. She talks like this. I got real estate, you cocksucker.
Yeah, I actually stole that woman away from the bachelorette party. That's who it is.
Oh, seriously? No, oh, God, that's hilarious. She was their agent.
Hey, Jared.
Hey, Jared, you want some pussy, huh?
But I was like, people are like, want to know, what's your opening line? There's no opening line to meet a great girl because if it happens, it just happens. My opening line was, hey, you want a shot? And she said no. And I was like, that sounds so pathetic now. You know, like, you want
did you
a shot?
Did you immediately go, that sounds so pathetic?
No, I was just like, oh, I'm fucked. Like, this girl doesn't want anything to do. But that's not, there's no line you can give. You just have to be,
here's the
you know,
thing
personable.
For me.
It just doesn't happen in one thing, you know?
Here's the thing for me. I was never good at because I was Superman, right? I go on stage, I'd have a great set.
Yeah.
I'm Superman. The minute I leave that, I'm then Clark Kent.
Clark Kent,
not as good as Superman.
Superman on stage.
Superman,
there is something to the guy who's willing to be ballsy enough to get up there.
If
and
you
do
make,
that.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, my key is humor.
Yes.
That's my.
But you can reveal that little piece of Superman not on stage.
Correct. However, if you show too much Superman while you're Clark Kent, you can ruin the deal.
Why is that?
If you're too funny. If you're too funny.
Okay.
If you get labeled as on all the time guy, wah, 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 then you'll get.
Yeah,
we're not fucking.
Too much guy is.
Don't be on too much guy.
We talked about this in the last episode, and
I didn't know.
No. I just remembering what we talked about, and we talked about like that guy is just not fun to hang out with all the time.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like fun to hang out with.
Yeah. Like, it's like, oh man, I can't even like keep up. It's like trying to run, sprint at all hours of the day. And especially like, this goes for girls on Too Much Guy. It's like, you can't keep up that pace. Mm-hmm. You have to keep that up through a whole relationship. Like, you know, why don't you just be on for little spurts? Like, get your ins.
This is why I have a girlfriend, because I am that guy. And I can walk around and be, and she loves it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it took me a long time to find that. But here's another thing. It is a key to act aloof and to also, this is another tactic.
Blissful, I call it blissfully naive. Aloof is like the killer for girls.
Like, why doesn't he like me? If you can also,
he doesn't
like,
even know what he's doing. You know, he doesn't even realize he's not. It's that because the girls don't want a guy who tries. Like, I mean, look at this here. We actually have some emails about
perfect.
This right
Let's
now.
Talk about it.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. This one's called Scaring Men Away. This is from a female listener. Okay. So I love the female emails. Keep sending them in, ladies. I love hearing from you. Hey, J-Train, I'm as a 22-year-old girl who is looking for a relationship. I have a hard time dating guys because I'm always afraid that if I bring up that I'm looking for a relationship too early, I will scare them away.
She's 100% right.
In the past, I feel like I've made things with guys turn for the worse by bringing the topic up. However, I also don't want to waste time with a guy or have sex with him too soon if I'm only going to be treated as a hookup down the line. It's not that I don't want to have sex with these guys. Girls obviously want sex as much as men. Yep. But I also don't want to ruin a potential relationship by putting a guy in the mindset that I'm just the hookup. How do you think it should be handled?
Okay, well, first of all, there's a balance here because she has to honor herself.
Mm-hmm.
She has to say, like, these are the things I want. But she does not need to say these things till there is a tipping point, which is, right, first of all, she's got to figure out that she wants to be in a relationship with a guy. He has to figure out he likes her.
Yeah.
Right? She'll know very quickly after several times hanging out, dating, whatever it is.
Mm.
You know, and obviously she can't hold out with the sex too long,
yeah,
because that can backfire. But you can't give it up on night 1, 2, or 3.
That's the toughest part for a
because
girl.
I've had. Let me just say, I've had one night stands that have lasted for years.
Yes,
so it's not like a deal breaker for the guy. It's like if we click, we click.
Yeah.
Once that magic, the sparks, the fireworks happen, I'm not gonna go like, well, I'd be in a relationship with her, but she did give up the movie and the month. That never has crossed my mind once.
And even a guy,
I have, however, gone, I am not putting in all of this effort for date number fucking 23. And I'm still
to see that this isn't progressive.
This isn't. I mean, great. I didn't.
And
realize,
obviously,
if
someone makes you wait that long, then you think, I guess we're not compatible because she doesn't feel the same way about sex that I do.
Now, when I got older, I've waited, and those didn't work out.
Yeah.
You know, I've done like, oh, I'm a good guy. I'll wait till date number 7, 8, 9, 10, and then by that time, it was like, it's built up too much. It's built up too much.
Here's with the girls. I think the most important thing for a girl. And it's the same as guys. We're talking about confidence a lot in this episode and being aloof because you just own who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I think a girl has to have her own thing that she wants and her own limitations and the things that she'll do. And she needs to stick to those. You can't cut yourself off because guys will have sex with girls they don't like. And it doesn't matter to them at all. You know, a guy will have, I will never not date a girl because we had sex too soon, just like you're saying.
Right.
But I will have sex with a girl that I don't necessarily like or want to date.
Because she's a 8,
whatever it
9,
is. Because I'm like, you know, sex to me can be separated from, will this be more?
This is a physical difference of getting something put into you versus putting something in. Because you could have a same relationship with a watermelon or and be fine.
Yes.
A pie.
Hand. I'm saying, if I'm getting, like, there can be a sexual attraction to someone that you don't necessarily want to be with long term. And I think a lot of times for girls that they won't, you know, enter into that sexual relationship unless they feel part of the allure is the future, where I feel like guys can, like, separate that a little bit more.
Yeah, we have a physical, like, oh, let's we have millions of spermers.
Let me
millions.
Just get this out of me.
Millions.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about millions.
But
so our natural instinct, our ancestral instincts
release
are going,
them.
Release the demons, get rid of them, appropriate, spread your seed. Where women have one egg a month. One! Yeah. You got to be very, very careful where you're going, I have one of these.
Yes.
12 a year. I got 12 potential baby makers. So if the girl goes to her natural instincts are, I can't
my thing
confuse
is
my,
I,
my instincts.
I agree with that. I think the important advice to any girl out there is that I've always respected and liked a girl who was like, this is how I do it. I'm not going to be like the girl that comes on the date like and is just like, I never do this. And it's like, you do now.
Right. Every you know, time I've heard, oh my God, I never do this.
You're like, you do.
I start a clock and I go, 20 minutes, we're having sex.
Yeah. I never do this is always like a code for like, well, I guess it is happening now. Right. Like,
it's
so
I want to cover up the shame of it.
But if a girl said to me, no, I'm not doing that, I'm immediately into her more because it's like, oh, she's a confident person. She has her boundaries and the things that she likes that I have to deliver to be able to get through to that part of the relationship. That is the level two of this Mario game. You know what I mean? So it's like instead of, I'm just saying when a girl cuts herself off and it shows a lack of confidence. And I think with this girl, she's afraid of scaring guys away, but she's putting the guy's feeling ahead of hers. How do you feel? If you like a guy, you do what's right for you. You don't, it's not whether, how do I make a guy like me? It's, do I like him?
That's what I'm trying
and
to
say. And that's when a girl is the most attractive because, oh, she might not be into me.
You don't want to start off your poker game by going, I've got a king and a seven of spades.
Yeah.
You don't want to show your cards too early. However, at some point, there's a flop, there's a river, and there's a turn. Yeah. And you're going to have to push your chips into the table.
Yes.
And let them know, look, dude, I'm looking for this.
And
you honor that?
You can't protect yourself from getting hurt in a relationship. That's the other thing. You have to, if you like someone, you have to go with that feeling and that, you know, that that thing that's drawing you towards them. I have had girls, you know, in the past will, you know, that I've been with and they'll be like, here's my deal. How do you feel about this? And they'll put you on the spot. And I think that's an okay conversation to have at a certain point.
At least when you guys both have a mutual understanding, this is going well.
Yes. And if you, I always say, you know, you can never tell someone how to feel. So if you feel a certain way about this person and you're feeling like they're giving back to you what you're putting in and you're like, oh, we're on the right track. I don't think it's necessary to say, well, what are we now? You know when it's going well. You're always asking, what are we when things aren't going the way you want them to go? So that's usually a bad sign if you're wondering what you are with this person. If you're letting it go and you're getting, I think with the new age of dating, you know, with all the apps that are out there and all the opportunities there are to like meet new people.
Oh, like sayyourfeelingstooearly.com?
Yeah, you can go to sayyourfeelingstooearly.com. But I'm saying like with all that junk out there, there's no such thing as like in a relationship or like there's like, oh, I'm hooking up with that girl. You know, you just want to know if you're on the same page as the person across the table. You want to know if they are in as much as you are. And yes, you want to know that they're not having sex with other people because you want to stay safe and all of those things. But it's more, is this person walking along the same track as me? And there is a point where if you're wondering that, you have to call it out. You have to put it out there.
Right.
And
because you're saving your own feelings, but you have to get to that point. My caution to this girl,
yeah,
and to all really guys and girls, because I've been too early feeling guy before.
Yeah,
oh yes,
yeah, it happens.
I've been like, I got an ace and a three.
Yeah, yeah. What's happening?
And the minute I've shown my cards, it's been a disaster.
Well, that's because you knew
you
that
could
something
literally
was
hear.
Off.
You could hear. Like just the drying of the vagina.
Yeah, because that's a lack of confidence. That's the thing where it's a lack of confidence.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about. And a lot of girls will feed into this, why doesn't he like me? And it's like, well, do you like him? Is he adding up to the things that make you feel good? Because right now you feel bad. You're only asking this question because you feel bad about this relationship. And if that's the case, this person is not adding up to the person that you wanted to be with.
Right.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yes.
So let me just say this. Yeah, go ahead.
And I've been on the other side of it. Now, the girl I'm with now, it's perfect, perfect relationship.
Same page.
Best relationship by 1,000%.
What makes it so good?
Let me get to the point. And then, because it was started, then it stopped, then it started again. And why it stopped was we met and literally she found was mutual friend Jessica Kirsten, uh-huh. very funny. Saw her show, saw me, said, wrote to me on email, you know, Facebook, like, let me know, I'm into you, you're hot. That I'm like, this is gonna be a fake profile. This girl's way too good looking to yeah. be real. We meet, we say two words to each other, we make out for 6 hours. It's on. She too quickly says, and I was dating some of the time, and I was honest. Mm. I said, listen, just so you know.
There's something else in there's, my life.
I have a girl that I have been seeing for a few months.
Yeah.
It is not a girlfriend boyfriend situation, but I have invested a couple months in this, so I'm a little bit conflicted.
Yes.
I need you to break up with that girl. Now, what that did
yeah.
was that pushed me away for a little bit. It didn't push me away. I shouldn't say that. It didn't push me away. It made me go like, wait, something's not feeling right about this, because she would have won no matter what. This girl's like the best girl ever. Yeah. She would have won. But what it did is it gave my friends fodder to fuck up my head. So then I tell my friend, and then she's like, that doesn't sound good. So even though that wow. it was because, like, we knew that there was an this is the one, which yeah. never's happened before. I go, this is the one. I over-intellectualized the relationship, and it caused us to go away. And then because when two people are meant to be together, wild horses cannot yeah. separate you. We got back together because we're supposed to be together.
Well, that the thing that kind of relates to what this girl's asking about scaring away, because what she did is she took away the process. When right. she said to you, you need to end that to be with me, she took away the whole courtship
process. She didn't say that. She said, look, where I'm from, she's Dutch. She goes, yeah. where I'm from, you don't date. It's one person. And I feel like
yes.
I should be the one person, because we obviously, now I would have come up to that conclusion on my own.
Totally.
Then it made me go like, hey, is this sound right? And then my friends go, oh, red flag. But they never knew what we had.
Your talons went off. You had that little spark because you're like, oh, this is a shit or get off the pot moment.
Right.
And I think that's when you say to a guy, if this girl's saying, when's the right time to give that conversation?
Mm-hmm.
If you say to a guy, well, what's happening with us? And it's before you've gotten a chance to have the fun of dating and getting to know each other, then it's like, oh, that takes all the illusion out. Now we're just in a relationship. You've taken away that ability to court you and find out if you like me and find out if I like you. So what it does to a guy is say, okay, if you're in, you're in.
If a girl ever says to you these words, I don't like playing games,
yeah.
change your name to Hasbro. Change your name to Mattel.
Yeah.
Because that means she loves playing games.
Loves
most
the
girls
game.
Love games. Well, they like being off balance.
This girl wrote in, should I play dumb? Hey, Jay, my issue is that it seems that everyone is getting married and having babies besides me. I'm living alone, working for one of the best companies in the country and finishing at the best university. The problem is that most of the men I meet are incredibly dumb or afraid of me. I'm kicking ass in my professional life and I have a strong personality, but the dating is the one area where I would actually like the guys to take the initiative and be powerful. Most of my male friends have suggested to me to lower my hopes or just act more vulnerable. But I feel like I need to be with a person I deserve and not go along with the next guy who winks at me. What's your professional opinion? Some backstory: Eastern European female, well-educated, finishing my master's, currently 25. And you can rate, she would send a picture, but here's her Instagram. Love the podcast and also sharing it with my friends all around. Thank you for that email. I'm hearing what she's saying, and I don't.
I think she's hitting on you, to be honest with you.
No, that's okay. Listen, she's Eastern European. This is how they talk. They're very.
I don't like guys who are not confident. So here is pictures of me naked.
I think this is on the same topic where it's like, listen, this girl, you have things going for you, just like the last girl. I'm sure you're pretty and you're smart and you have all these things going for you. When it comes to a relationship, own those things. There will be a guy out there that will be into that because you own those things and you have your own, you know, schedule for how things should happen. You know what a guy should put in to make you feel right about putting out. So you need to be able to hold your ground. It's like when you're holding the battle line. You have to say, this is where I stand. You're not getting past this until this, this, and this happens. And if those things don't happen, then that guy just doesn't like you enough. And that's the moment where you look in the mirror and you say, oh, okay, this ain't the right dude.
You also have to know what your non-negotiables are.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
like,
go ahead.
For me, a career cock blocker ain't going to work.
Career cock blocker, what do you mean?
In other words, if a girl ever says, I go, hey, I got this amazing opportunity. It's a
career
big show.
Yeah,
I know
yeah,
we
yeah.
had plans tonight, but can we reschedule? If she doesn't say, absolutely, I support you 100% on that,
yeah,
then then she hears.
Now you're
that's your Jolly Rancher slur. That's right. That's my, those are my juices drying up.
Rich, this was awesome. Thank you for coming in. I think we gave some great advice.
I think this was amazing.
Awesome. Go to richisfunny.com. Go
one word,
richisfunny.com. Support Rich Aronovich. Such a funny comic. Awesome to watch on stage. You should all get involved. This is the TFM Podcast. Keep sending those emails. TFMPodcast@gmail.com. We're going to come right back with the news in just a second.
I can't say life's a bitch because it's what you make or make. You make your own bitch, so you got to land.
Hey guys, welcome back. Rich Aronovich, thank you for coming on so much. Thank you. You killed it. Gave some great advice. You guys can go find Rich. Richisfunny.com. Richisfunny.com. Chris, coming down from the booth.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
At Mansamp on Twitter.
Yeah, and Snapchat. You know, you're talking about Snapchat. I like tits too.
And Snapchat. shits and tits for Mansamp. Also, his podcast, Mandatory Samson Podcast, is every Friday morning.
Correct.
Go check it out. Also, we're live streaming this on Daily Motion, so you can see us at Stand Up New York Labs. If you watch, we do it every Monday at 3:30 is when we tape. If I'm out of town, then we won't tape. But Mondays at 3:30 are usually when I'll tweet out the link. This guy wrote, "Shout me out, Jew Train." That's from at Much College on Twitter, at Much College. And another guy wrote, "Watching the stream, quit picking your nose, bud." I just found out I'm a big nose picker.
You're just doing it unconsciously. I've seen you do it for about a year.
Yeah.
No.
I'm a big... Thanks for telling me.
Yeah.
And I just wrote back, how else would I get the boogers out?
That's a good question.
I don't understand the big thing with nose picking, why people have a problem with it. Don't have a problem with it.
I don't...
If I pick my ear, no one says a word. But my nose is different? What's the difference between the ear stuff?
I saw
stuff.
A guy, like, I think half of his hand.
That was Nick Sabs with 2 Z's, 19. Nick Sabs, 2 Z's with 19. Okay.
I saw a guy, like, basically his hand was up his nose. Like, it was just like, and I was like, good for you. Good for you.
I just don't get the idea of, like,
it is gross.
It's not gross.
It doesn't gross you out?
Not at all.
It doesn't gross me out either.
Is your girlfriend okay? Like, we're guys. Do you pick your butt?
I pick my butt. Yeah, that's like the best moment of my day.
That was a trick question.
You ever scratch your butt, like the actual anus of your butt, and literally like let out a gay sigh? And you're like, oh, you're sniffing.
Oh, I thought you were going for sniff.
Yeah, I do that too, but I didn't want to get too, you know, have you ever like scratch your butt and just be like, ah.
Yeah, but
like,
do you ever start intending to do that? You start a little higher and you're like, oh, it feels good. And you just keep going. You're like, yeah. All right, I might as well go 100%.
I'll explore all dimensions. I'll go like the top smells different than the bottom.
Oh, you're bigger than the smell.
I'm a very, because I'm basically blind and basically deaf.
Are you?
So all I have is no. But all I have is
perfect.
I know that I've got, it's so weird because I'm like, I see my girlfriend, I'm like, how do you deal? Like, I'm a sweaty Jew. Yeah. Like, how do you deal with that? And she's like, I love your smells. And I was like, really?
I love
and
your smells?
Yeah, she loves my, like, I'm like, the danger zone. I don't know about if the deodorant's holding up. And she's like, I love it. And she said, scientifically, if you guys like each other's smells, you're compatible for children. Did you know this, Tristan?
No, I didn't know this.
You're compatible
for
children.
This is the type of facts that chicks know that I'm like, where are you? What websites are you reading?
No, or
like,
makeup.
What's going on?
Who knows?
Books. Oh no, we don't read books. What
book?
Websites?
What are you looking at? That she knows. Oh, if we smell,
it makes sense.
It makes a little sense,
dude. I was with a girl. Now I broke up with this girl. Literally, she was fun. She great. She was I would say 7.97.
797.
She's a 797.
That's a good rate.
Unbelievable. However, we would get busy, and all of a sudden you'd be like, no.
Oh, you'd smell.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I think I was like the second or third guy she'd ever met. And I wanted to tell her, like, please talk to your girlfriends and
fix it up.
Fix this, because this is a deal breaker. And I couldn't.
Did you say something? We've had an email. So there was a guy that emailed in, remember?
Yeah,
we had a guy email in that he was like, it smells How do I tell her? And the advice was, don't tell her.
That's what exactly. I was like, how do I ruin her forever and be the lead story of therapy? No, I don't want to be that guy.
How do I?
So
I
my
wanna,
brain.
I want to double up on this. Yeah. I want to be.
My brain
ruin her
started
life.
Looking for outs. And I found it because her life was unmanageable and I couldn't deal with it.
So you were like, it was a great girl. But then when you had the
fun
smell,
girl,
like,
great, we got along, everything was good. Then all of a sudden my brain went. Like, as soon as that happened, like, the first couple times, you're just so excited. You're like, God, she looks hot. This is great, amazing. And then by time four or five, you're like, dude. That's not in my imagination.
I just feel like.
I mean, I literally had to be having sex like this. Like, oh, oh God, like you're so good. Oh, you're amazing. Oh, my God, I thought I'm going to come.
Let's go to some news.
Your dad likely got laid more than you do now, study says.
How is this? Possible.
An archives of sexual behavior study shows that on average, the following groups slept with this number of people. Millennials, which is the early 80s to now, on average have slept with 8 people.
Okay.
Generation X, which is the mid-60s through the early 80s, is 10. And the baby boomers, which is the 40s to the 60s, on average have slept with 12 people.
Really?
According to the study, yeah.
Where is the study being done?
The archives of
gross
sexual behavior.
.com? I want to hear this.
Yeah, but Jared, you're
unfortunate information.
Do you ever exchange the number that you have sex with? You ever exchange that number?
Exchange the number.
Like, have a girl ask you how many people you've been with? Has your girlfriend asked you that question?
She cannot even. This is why I pray she doesn't listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
She can't even hear that I have an ex girlfriend. It
oh,
freaks
it makes her
upset. That, yeah, she just gets really upset about it.
Ooh, that is tough.
So we don't discuss it, which is great. I like it not because I don't want to hear about other cock. I'm the only guy. I'm the guy now. I'm the only guy.
I like hearing about the old relationships. I like hearing, like, just
is your girlfriend ever like,
wrong?
Yeah, I used to fuck one of my clients.
No, I want to know that.
Oh, we're sticking with this Boston accent.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. He was amazing.
He's coming to my Dunkin' Donuts.
I called him Aaron Hernandez.
I just think, like, I like hearing the stories because it's like, oh, okay, like, let's chat this out.
Yes,
you know, let's see where the problems were in the past so that we don't repeat these things. Also, there could be something that you're dealing with someone in the past that could be something that I agree with him on.
Right, right.
You know,
yes, I'm a more information guy, too. I'd rather just talk about it. I don't want to imagine shit. You tell me what happened, that's what happened.
And
you know?
To me, I am such an, like, kind of, I guess I'm, like, at the point, like, I guess I'm kind of like a restaurant that's been here 100 years. Like, this is what we serve. If you don't like it.
We serve sweaty Jew cock to go.
Sweaty Jew cock on a roll. On a Kaiser.
On a challah.
You know, I'm just saying, like, this is what you got. So if they're telling me a story, like, that story has nothing to do with this restaurant because it's going to keep going for another 100 years.
Right.
You can either keep coming.
Why are we discussing sushi? This is a delicatessen.
You come get a strong medium.
You can get a strong medium.
Soup, whatever.
Every day of the week. And we're going to serve it to you the way we serve it. Or you're going to go somewhere else. And listen, that's your prerogative. I'm still going to be in business.
And
though.
You're right. A touring comedian, so you're a chain, really.
Yeah, I'm
you're
all,
Perkins.
I can go
you're,
all
you're Ruby Tuesday.
Yeah. Any more? So yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with my... I don't believe
it's
this
It's not
story.
Fair. Listen, it's not fair.
I don't believe
fair.
This study.
I don't,
you don't believe it.
Oh, here's one thing. I do think in the 60s there was a lot more free love when they just discovered, like, hey, and then the
I don't even understand that free love bullshit. I don't understand. What were they like? Oh, you have a vagina?
Well, here was what it was. The 20s was a lot of fucking because it was like, yeah, she,
yeah,
come
yeah.
here and suck my cock, copper. Yeah. yeah. You got a jiggle well, that Jello like, could be jealous
works,
of. Yeah.
That works even today if you do that.
Yeah, all the cops are giving blowjobs.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah, she, extra, so extra, jizz all about yeah. it. Yeah. It was a time. Yeah. No, it's like, I think that it was in the 20s. It was a rebellious thing.
Yeah.
Then there was like the 50s where it was happening but behind closed doors. So when someone says, hey, don't fuck, then you're going to have to fuck.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Romeo
yeah.
and
the
Juliet, it's
fuck.
Been going on for years.
Yes.
Right? So now you've got the situation, you know, forbidden love grows stronger kind of deal. Now you got the 60s where people are like, hey, man, let's do some drugs and just fuck and not talk
yeah.
about
There's
it.
There's also a lot more group sex, I feel like, going on in the 60s
Absolutely.
Too. So it's like you can get that number up real
so
quick.
So that number.
Right.
You
right.
Know,
so it was like 12 in one night.
Right.
Right. So now you're at where are we
what's
at?
The best, what's the best? You think the best year to be alive?
25.
No.
Like decade.
What year? What's 25 is the best age, you think?
I don't know. That was when the age I figured out how to get laid, which is why it's so funny, because I'm giving advice and I'm like, well, I didn't know how to do shit when
you
I was in college.
You don't know. You I was
like,
this
I'm just going like, here are all my mistakes. Don't do them.
Well, that's what this podcast is for, is like, hopefully we can shed a light on things before they, you know.
I would say definitely pre-AIDS.
This
okay, definitely so we can eliminate AIDS. So basically we're now going now 70s was too much coke.
70s are pretty, I mean, 70, maybe like late 60s early 70s,
I think 60s,
70s, right?
I think but then again, like, then you have Vietnam as a kind of a problem.
That's true.
So so I would say the 60s, but then Vietnam kind of cock blocked everything. And then, you know, and also like I have a hard time with a lot of the, you know, your president's getting killed. You got your black friends can't be your black friends.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. A lot of the time, that conversation where people are I wish we could just go back to when things were wholesome or whatever. It's like, yeah, but black people wasn't great.
Yeah.
You know, it's like white culture was pretty cool in the
50s. I guess it would be a different year for them.
Yeah.
You know, a black guy might say 2005 is a really good year.
I mean, I like the 90s.
When was Obama elected? Yeah, that was
the year. Let's go to the next story.
This is an interesting one, and we covered this briefly on the Mandatory Samsa podcast, but I figured we'd get into it. It's a good one. Rutgers student government wants to change its mascot because it's white and male. Rutgers is the Scarlet Knights.
I just don't get... So I actually was going to write...
That's red. That's not white. Scarlet is red.
Well, the knight...
The knight is a white guy with blue hair and blonde hair. Blonde hair, blue eyes. I saw this story, and you know what? To me, like, if you want to represent your student body, the mascot should be Asian.
Like, is that the percentage?
I looked at the percentages.
Quadratic equations.
Yeah, I just don't understand. Like, the person doing this, I went and looked them up, and it's like, and it's a white guy,
Emmett Brennan. Yeah,
yeah, and it's like, dude, shut the fuck up. No one thinks by doing this, he is actually being more racist, in my opinion. He is saying, let me, Mr. White Guy, help you.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he's really making it into an issue that it's like, maybe no one gives a shit what the mascot is.
Well, that is part of the story. If
a
you
Nittany
read it,
Lion doesn't represent the student body of Penn State.
Look, right. It's a different story if it's like the... Country Day Confederates.
Yeah, that's,
you know what
even,
I mean, like,
yeah.
That because that has inclinations
that has
of like it is meaning. It's like, oh, this is the
somebody's
symbol
hurt
for racism. You know, the New Jersey Nazis. Yeah, that's a problem.
Right. Yeah,
but it's like the Scarlet.
They were good though. The New Jersey Nazis.
Yeah,
they scored a lot.
They really did. But like, I mean, how is this? I mean, we're starting getting into mascots, and I don't know.
Also,
how what about the Washington Redskins, the Kansas City Chiefs? Then you start getting into that. You're like, wait a minute, and then we can't have those. Oh, the Royals. Well, the Royals were an English group that used to have sex with their cousins. Yeah. So those are out. The Saints, that has religious connotations.
Someone said
let's get rid of the Saints.
They're going to take Jackson off the 20 because of, like, he was in favor of some things that we don't agree with now. It's like,
well, they all were in favor of
stuff. Yeah, but now we're going to come after these people? Like, now you're going to, like, I just don't understand. Like, you're coming after such a subject that's like, you help nobody. You're not helping. By him making the Scarlet Knight have dark hair because it represents... more people at Rutgers. He has helped. He has put so much sweat towards something that literally does nothing for people.
Here's the thing, and
to
I will
look
say this.
Good.
And I have a big thing about this. I'm sorry to be a cock blocker, but I have a very big thing. People are so left now, they're right.
Yes,
especially at this age, the college age. I've done colleges, I perform, and you have to be... The idea is you need to celebrate people's differences. You need to celebrate the things that shouldn't be said. Mm. By saying things, you are not racist. Mm. When I say things that are like that, it's because I'm not behind closed doors being like, hey, look at all these guys. It's because I am not afraid, because I am immersed in that world. So when you start censoring and becoming like, oh, you really can't use vowels because it might upset the... what you're doing is you're actually feeding into and dividing people by not celebrating the differences.
Yes.
Rather than making like, well, we're all the same. No, we're not the same.
Yeah.
We're not the fucking same.
Yeah.
So thus, we should be happy that, look, I am different, and that is great, and I celebrate that. You're different. Women are different. Men are different. Asians. Blah, blah. We never get upset like, how come there's not an Asian mascot? Exactly right.
Right.
We never get upset about that. And it's like, it needs to be a female Asian mascot.
Well, here's what I want to say about this guy's defense a little bit, because I have mixed feelings about it. It's like, it's not a big deal that the mascot's white. It's also not a big deal if they had a black mascot or whatever. But to their point,
and they would call it blast guy, motherfucker. Blast guy.
They're trying to have multiple. One of the suggestions was, let's just have like six Scarlet Knights, and one's black, one's white, whatever. I don't really have a problem with that. I don't think you need it.
So they're going to go. They're going to take the emoji way out of it,
possibly. Yes.
They're going to where you can have an emoji be a spectrum of colors.
Right.
Why don't you stop being such a fucking pussy and just put out the mascot that's been there and not give a shit about it? Because that's like saying that, like, oh,
but what is the see? But here, I agree, and I think a lot of people
the
probably
bald
feel the way.
Eagle but doesn't represent me.
But what's the difference, like? I know you probably wouldn't care if it was a black mascot or an Asian mascot or whatever. You wouldn't be like, why isn't he white? But what difference does it make if he's not white or you have a bunch of them? Like,
here's
that's
the
question.
Because
I don't care either, but what
does
it matter?
I'm trying to go other perspective. Like, I'm not a black woman. I'm not an Asian guy.
Yeah.
I'm not a very, very strong Christian-based faith. Because I would have a problem, and this is something. I was uncomfortable being forced to pray in school.
Mm.
So now I go like, okay, I can take issue with that so I can understand. So I'm trying to think of like, if I've been persecuted as, let's say, a black person or as a Hispanic person, and the person persecuting is a white, but it's not even, see, this is the problem. If it's a hooded thing, then yes. But it's like, what is it, a pirate? A scarlet?
Yeah, it's a scarlet knight. Yeah.
I don't think
what do you mean, like knight, where he's like wearing like tin?
Yeah. He's wearing tin. Yes, exactly.
I don't know how
I mean,
many...
like, that's a little... See, that's too far removed.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like, oh, yeah, not... those goddamn knights, you know, coming in there with their jousting.
That's the thing. Like,
they're fucking jousted. I've been jousted.
Like, if you're the Scarlet Knights, if that's your mascot, okay, let's think of medieval times.
Yeah.
Who were the... Like, a knight is almost a cartoon at this point.
Correct.
Yes. If you're going to think, you know, if you're going to draw a knight... I don't think you're going to draw a black knight.
No.
It's like that. And that's not like, just like I wouldn't draw, like, you know, I just think like in that time,
well,
the people that were knights
happened
to be white.
Now, let me just say, like,
because it was in that section of the world.
Yes.
If they were the fighting, you know, I don't know, samurai, you wouldn't have it a white samurai. I guess the Tom Cruise movie kind of goes against that.
The Last Samurai.
Yeah, The Last Samurai. But I'm saying, like,
well,
if they were
the last one.
And what I'm saying, if they were the Scarlet Samurais,
no, right,
I'd be like, it's a little weird. I would agree with this guy. I'd be like, this should be an Asian.
Yeah.
Yeah, however, of course, however, now I'm just, again, I'm trying to play devil's advocate. I'm trying to be sensitive. It is the white knights of the Ku Klux Klan. Maybe that's where it comes from. I mean, but then again, you're searching. Your mind is going like, how can I find a way to get offensive? I was on a cruise, and there's literally not one single person who was not a worker who was Asian.
Okay.
They were all from the Philippines. I mean, not one. And this was like called, I'm not going to say the name, but it's, let's just say, Holland, America, somewhere in there. So I said on stage, hey, is this called Holland, America or Asian America? There's more Filipinos here than in the Philippines.
Yeah.
It was as if I said, I am going to finger bang your daughter with an AIDS dripping rape dick. So that's like...
They were so horrified?
Oh my God, like letters and
really?
Guess what? I have not worked on a cruise since. For that!
For that.
I think so. I don't know what. I mean,
yeah, I mean, that's the
what
only
the fuck is that? I mean, I'm like,
but it's also, you didn't say anything that wasn't the truth. You know, that's
I'm going
truth.
I'm like, and then like,
well, there's
I couldn't
no negativity
understand
to that where you're like, and it sucks that they're here.
I didn't
just
say like,
you're just saying,
I said
it's
positive. Like, like, obviously, the captain's not Asian, so we don't have to worry about hitting an iceberg.
That's like walking in a room and just being like, yeah, it's like, look at, it's like walking in a room and being like, well, the sky is green. People are like, ooh, you know, like, what are you talking about? Like,
so,
no, that's not true.
So people's shitty sensitivities, which has taken money. Now, I look at it as like the universe was protecting me, because why do I? Because I already took out like 90, like everything. I was like, I have a joke, God is a black woman. I have a joke, you know, so many things I took out. And then I remember doing this, because I was like, you know what? I don't want to live in a world where I can't do anything. And I'm not saying anything negative.
Yeah.
Like, how can you find God is a black woman is a positive thing that celebrates black? Why is that negative? Oh, because you're racist. Fuck you. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
fuck
yeah.
you. And so if you find a way to find that a Scarlet Knight is somehow offensive, you're looking to be offended. Fuck you.
You want to be offended.
You want to be offended. You'll find it.
I hope they change it to like a little Asian girl.
I think Hello Kitty. Right. Make it Hello
like
Kitty.
A Hello Kitty.
Make it a Hello Kitty.
Well, we got a comment actually when we talked about it on my podcast. Stina Rima, who's a fan of both shows,
yeah.
she commented this is like in a Community in Greendale when they just came up with the human beings and it's just
yes.
like this pale,
it's just
faceless a, guy
yeah.
that runs around. Like, that's what they're
beings.
Trying to do.
Yeah,
you know?
It's so funny. Well, thank you for bringing the news, Man Samp.
Thanks
go check him
me.
Out. Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat at Man Samp. Rich, you were great. Thank you for coming on. This was fantastic. Go find Rich. Richisfunny.com. Rich Aronovich, so funny. Go support him. I am Jared Fried. We're here every Tuesday. JTrain56 on all platforms. You can send in your emails. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be here next week. And we'll see you then.